Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an enlightening series titled The Art of Following. Let's join in.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 is our key scripture this morning. Talks about Jesus. From that time, what time is that? After Jesus became anointed. One sign that you are anointed is when you preach. When you don't preach to anybody, it shows that you are anointing free. Because in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach." So the first sign of the anointing on somebody is that you will see the person preaching. You don't need a pulpit to preach. You can even preach to a friend. You can preach to a little boy. You don't need a pulpit. And Jesus started preaching not in a church. He started preaching at the beach, moving around, one-on-one preaching. No congregation, no church, no choir, no worship team, no keyboardists. He began to walk by the seaside. So the Bible says, let's continue reading, Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So here is a guy walking around the Tema Fish Harbor and preaching. But you don't want to preach because you are looking for some special service. But let me tell you something. Wherever you are, you can preach. You don't need a collar to preach. You don't need an ordination to preach. 18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said to them, "Follow me." Tell somebody, "Follow me." Today I'm going to preach on the general theme, the art of following. Tell somebody, "The art of following." Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." These were fishers of fish. But Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the Bible says, immediately they left their nets and followed him. In this world, one thing that we must do is we must have people that we follow. I'll call them role models that we consciously follow or we emulate. And here Jesus told his disciples, he said, don't follow Pontius Pilate, who is a politician. But there are Christians who follow politicians. Their whole dream is to be like a certain politician who is a very bad example of a Christian. But that's your dream. Jesus said, don't try and be like Pontius Pilate. Don't try and be like the rich fool. He said, just try and be like me. He said, follow me. And he says, whilst you are following me, and the word follow, it means to copy. He says, copy me or follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, when you copy people or you follow role models, they transform you and turn you into something which you are not. For example, I am an architect. And before I became an architect, I had to go to the university. And I had to leave my father and my mother. And then I had to now go and follow architects. Each lecturer I had was an architect. So here I was following these architects day and night. We went to many places. We did many things. We went to many buildings, many sites, many lectures. And at the end of 6 years, they made me an architect. So I became a product of the people I was following. That's what makes following important. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24, the Bible says, make no friendship with an angry man and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. In other words, when you follow people, you begin to learn from them. Learn their ways. So Jesus said to these people, he said, listen, leave the fishing behind and follow me. Just copy me. And he said, after some time, you will realize that you will change from fishermen and you become a fisher of men. And this principle works everywhere. You want to be anointed? Follow anointed people. You will learn their ways. Before you realize, you too, you have become anointed. Yes. I've been following Bishop Dark since I was 18 years old. And as I have followed him, now we are building churches in Akrokeri, so many places in Sudan, in Liberia. Following, it makes you learn a man's ways. Following. Very important. Some of us are very broke because you follow broke people. If you follow people who are broke, you will never prosper. The person is broke. How can you come out of poverty? He will teach you his ways of poverty. That's all you will learn. So if you have the privilege of even following a rich man around, even carrying his bag, thank God, it's an opportunity for you to copy and learn how rich people behave and think. So, at the end of Peter's life, by the time Jesus was leaving, after 3 years, just after 3 years of following Jesus, the man had changed. By the time the day of Pentecost hit, Peter had become a fisher of men. On the day of Pentecost, he preached a powerful sermon. In Acts 2:37, the Bible says, when they heard this, that's the crowd, they were pricked in their hearts and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and shall receive the remission of your sins. That same day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. After Peter followed Jesus for only 3 years, after 3 years, in one day, he was not bringing in 3,000 fishes. He was bringing in 3,000 souls. He became a fisher of men. Based on who he was following. So, as a Christian, you must select role models. People you are going to follow. And role models must be selected consciously because success is intentional. Even if you have kids, you must point out the right role models to them and say that, look, these people or this person is a good person to follow. Otherwise, they would take somebody like Superman, who is just an imagination of somebody's head, as their role model. When I grow up, I want to be like Superman. But it has to be conscious. And the Bible is full of role models. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In other words, said everybody who is struggling under the yoke of sin, the yoke of curses, the yoke of frustrations, he said, come and follow me. And he said, you will find rest. 29, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now, a yoke is a piece of wood that was used to connect two animals together to work on the farm. So once you connect them, they have to follow themselves. They have to move together.
because now they are connected. So Jesus said, come and connect yourself to me and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your souls. And he said that the thing about following is that it makes you learn. If you are a single person, you are not married, follow people with successful marriages. You just got married. Walk with people with successful marriages. Don't go and walk with people who are destroying their own marriages. If you follow such people, you also will destroy your own marriage. So Jesus said, you will learn of me and you shall find rest for your soul when you follow me closely. Then he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, learning something is difficult. But if you think learning something good is difficult, then try ignorance or try following the wrong person. You realize that that one is even more difficult. So Jesus said, when you follow me, you realize I have responsibilities. It has things that you must do, sacrifices, but compared to what is in the world and the devil, you realize that my yoke is actually light if you follow me.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that the art of following is the art of copying role models. As Christians, our role models or heroes must not be worldly icons, but must come from the scriptures. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear pastor, delivered from spiritual marriage. Wow. I was having a problem with spiritual marriage, and I'm now free. I used to have dreams where I will be having sex with people and things like that. Glory be to God. God has delivered me through you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakwabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.